Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to get started in just a moment. If you have prayer requests, please share your prayer requests at this time. Amen. The intercessors channel on the line, if you could share your name with us.
Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Shauna.
Good morning. Amen. So, Shauna, I hope you feel better. Praise the Lord. So, I know that that probably means you can't do the rotation this morning. So, praise the Lord, but I hope you feel better. We'll be praying for you this morning. We're going to ask, amen, we're going to ask Cheryl to open us up, followed by Sharon, and then I'll move forward with the closeout.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and this moment that you've gather us together once again, oh God. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness towards us, oh God. We thank you that we're able to rise up early this morning and our right minds and our spirits are well this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because you are our God and there's none like you. We thank you, oh Abba Father. Your name is holy. Your name is worthy of every praise this morning, O God. We thank you, O God, that there's that hidden gift, that treasure in this earthen vessel, that so we can come together this morning. We sense a sweet presence on this line, O God. We thank you for your spirit this morning, O God, that is with us, O God. And so as we stand in agreement this morning, lifting up our hearts and our minds and our spirits unto you, we present ourselves as a reasonable service to you this morning, oh God. And we know, oh God, because we gathered and as your word says, two or three, that you are in the midst, because we sense your spirit this morning. We sense the glory of your presence, oh God. So we are coming together, thanking you in advance, oh God, worshiping you in the spirit and truth this morning, oh God. And thank you for the anointing, the fresh anointing that is here to remove any doubt or fear that is here to give us what we need of our very need, and that you are our ever-present God this morning, and we honor you this morning, oh God. We thank you for every family represented on this line. We thank you for every ear that's listening in, oh God, and where there are concerns, oh God, we come in agreement, oh God, that we can cast all our cares on you because you careth for us. So, Father, we repent this morning for anything that is not pleasing in thy sight, oh God. Cleanse us anew, oh God. Wash us, oh God, that we may be whole this morning, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that we know that you are the one, oh God, when your word says that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. And in that, oh God, we declare this morning that provision is being made, oh God. Provision is our daily bread, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the inheritance that we receive by accepting our Lord Savior Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And in that inheritance, oh God, this morning, there are benefits, oh God, benefits of healing, oh God, benefits of deliverance, oh God, benefits, oh God, for the supernatural to move, oh God. So this morning we're grateful, God. We are grateful, oh God, for the benefits that we have because of a relationship that you allowed us to have while you died and you rose again with all power, that we have relationship, oh God. So we are grateful, oh God, for the benefits that are in you, oh God, that the benefits of your word that is true, oh God, and your word that's sharper than any two-edged sword, that your word we can go and find direction, oh God, and correction for our lives, and that gives us an opportunity, oh God, to share your word with others. So this morning, oh God, we're grateful for your spirit that lives within us. We're grateful for, oh God, for the anointing that breaks the yokes this morning, oh God. We're grateful, oh God, for the prophetic word, oh God, that gives us what we need at the very hour and at the point of our need, oh God. So this morning, we are hopeful. We're grateful, oh God. And Father God, even as the sound of calamity is in the atmosphere and this world that is dying, oh God, but you, oh God, have left a remnant, and we are your remnant this morning, oh God. So we come to be refreshed in you, oh God. We come this morning to say, Abba, Father, do what you can do with us. Do what you know what to do with us, God, because you're well able, oh God, to do exceedingly, oh God, this morning, oh God. You're well able, oh God, even though we more than we could think or ask. You're well able, oh God, this morning, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for this morning, oh, this hour of intercession, oh God. Stir us up, oh God, like never before, oh God. We come, oh God. Oh God, we come expecting, we come knowing, oh God, that you're going to do this for us, oh God. So we present ourselves, oh God, we present, oh God, the others that are not able to be on the line. We present, oh God, the sweet hour of prayer unto you, oh God. Receive our prayer this evening, this morning, God. Receive our worship this morning. Receive our humble desire to please you this morning. Receive us this morning as you wash us again, oh God. We know that you are God and there's none like you, oh God. So we bless your name this morning. We honor your spirit, oh God. We honor your spirit. And Father God, we want to lift up families this morning. Father God, we come to lift up families, oh God, this morning. Father God, you call families together from the foundation of the world, oh God. You've called families together, oh God. And Father God, we want to present families this morning to you, oh God. Families, oh God, that may, oh God, can't see their way this morning, oh God. Families, oh God, that cannot understand what's going on because of there are things that have been pressing them, oh God. But Father God, we stand in agreement on behalf of families this morning, oh God. Blended families, we present them to you this morning, oh God. Blended families, we present them to you, oh God, where there may be discouragement, where there may be discrepancy, how to raise the children, oh God. But we ask this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will be clarity, oh God, that you will present one accordness, oh God, that you will give, oh God, clarity for those that are raising the blended families, oh God, that are in a place, oh God, to make decisions, oh God, with their children, oh God. We pray, oh God, for harmony this morning, oh God. We come against that spirit of discord, oh God, that would cause confusion, oh God. And Father God, we speak over the family that this morning, that blended family, oh God. We pray for them this morning, oh God, as they seek your face, oh God. And if there is one in the family that it does not know you, oh God, we pray for the spirit of salvation to be with that family member, oh God. We pray, oh God, for families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where there is an estrangement, oh God, in the name of Christ. We pray, oh God, this morning, oh God, because you said, oh God, you know, oh God, when families are healthy, oh God, our communities are healthy, oh God. So we're praying, oh God, for the family this morning, the family, oh God, where there is discord, oh God. We are speaking peace, oh God. We're speaking reconciliation. We're speaking restoration to the family this morning, oh God. And we pray this morning for the family, oh God, that has been raised by one parent, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. They need direction, oh God, and we're standing in agreement, oh God, that they will come to you, oh God. They will come to the altar, oh God. They will come to the place. They will set up an altar in their home, oh God, where they will seek wisdom and understanding and knowledge, oh God, how to be raised, how to raise their children, oh God, or their child, oh God. We pray, oh, come against that spirit, that burden that comes, oh God, to discourage them, oh God. Lift them up, oh God. Lift them up, oh God. Almighty King, lift them up this morning. We thank you in advance for lifting up that parent this morning. Let them know that you're with them, oh God. Let the spirit of the Holy Ghost rest on them this morning, oh God, giving them joy, oh God, and that they will not take their discouragement against their children, oh God. We're praying to protect the children, protect the child in that situation. God, we thank you, oh God, for the institution of families, oh God. We pray, oh God, for families, oh God, that have ministry, where their husband and wife are in ministry, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that they desire to please you this morning. And God, we pray, oh God, that this morning for those that are in dual ministry, oh God, that they'll be in one accordance, oh God. Oh God, your word says that they have to agree, oh God. How they have to agree, oh God. So we speak agreement, oh God, with his ministry, with a husband and a wife are in ministry, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, that the three cord is not easily broken, oh God. Oh God, that they're entwined with the Holy Spirit, oh God. They're entwined with the word of truth, oh God. We thank you for their ministry, oh God. And Father, we come against the spirit that wants to destroy that ministry, that cause confusion, oh God. And Father God, we know that you're in the midst, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, for those that are in dual ministry, oh God, that they're living a life, oh God, of holiness and righteousness, and they have been placed, oh God, to make a difference in our community. We thank you, oh God, for that family, oh God, that's living uprightly before you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We call forth the prodigal son this morning. We call forth the prodigal daughter this morning. We call forth children, oh God, that may be caught up in human trafficking. We ask that the blood of Jesus arrest them, oh God. Snatch them out of that ring, oh God. We come against that spirit of destruction against the family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we know that we can stand strong, mighty in battle as intercessors against that spirit that comes to destroy our family. We are grateful this morning, oh God, that you're doing mighty things, oh God, that Father God, the turnaround has taken place, oh God, against the children that have been called, that have been snatched out or snatched in that place, oh God, of despair. But this morning, we are joyful this morning. We're joyful this morning because you're doing, oh God. We pray for our parents, oh God, that do not have you in the pardon of, do not know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. We call forth the mother this morning that does not know you, oh God. We have mothers in our midst, oh God, that do not know you in the pardon of their sins. We have fathers, oh God, that do not know you this morning. So we're calling forth, oh God, and believing, oh God, for salvation for our loved ones. We're believing, oh God, for salvation, oh God, for the young and the youth, oh God, in our families, God. We know, oh God, your promise to be with us, oh God, and we stand in agreement this morning on behalf of families, oh God. We stand in agreement, oh God, on behalf of families, oh God, that there's money issues, oh God. We stand in agreement, oh God, that they can sit down, oh God, and come up with a budget, oh God. We stand in agreement, oh God, as they're understanding how to manage their money. We stand in agreement, oh God, because you give resources, oh God, and when the resources come, that we'll be good stewards of what you give. So this morning, we honor you, oh God, on behalf of our families, and that provision is being made, oh God. And even when our world and our society has redefined families, oh God, we come against that spirit that came to destroy families. We stand in agreement that our families shall be made whole, that our families are whole, oh God, that we'll hear testimonies of deliverance for our families, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you for the elders in our families, oh God. We thank you that you're giving them strength, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, for the turnaround, for protection, oh God, over their lives, oh God. We honor your presence this morning, and we believe, oh God, that you're doing exceedingly, oh God, that you're doing abundantly for our our families this morning, oh God. And we're grateful for what you're doing. We're grateful, oh God, because the word says eyes have not seen, hallelujah, and ears have not heard, hallelujah. Neither has entered into the hearts of men in our minds what you're doing, oh God, for us, oh God. So we are honored, oh God. We're honored this morning to be able to lift up families, oh God, in agreement, oh God. We are honored, oh God, because you are our God and there's none like you. And we offer you this prayer in faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we believe it to be so.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, this morning for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness. God, we thank you for this opportunity that we can come to your throne of grace to obtain mercy. God, this morning, we need mercy like never before. We thank you, oh God, for the opportunity that we can come, oh God, asking you to forgive us, oh God, for you are a great and mighty God. You're our holy and righteous God. There's none like you on all of the earth and none, oh God, that we dare compare to you. But this morning, we need your mercy. We need your hand of direction. We need even your hand of correction, oh God. We need you to forgive us, oh God, for all of our sins and all of our unrighteousness. We need you, oh God, to change our mindset, oh God. And then, God, we need you to change our heart. We need you to go inside of us, God, as your creation, the creation in which you created to in your own image, oh God, to be like you, to worship you, oh God, in spirit and in truth. God, we need you like never before to touch us, oh God, to bring us back to the place in which you have created us. God, we need you like never before. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you. We're calling on you because you're the great and holy God. We're calling on you because you are our righteous King. We're calling on you because you have all power in your hands. We're calling on you because you are the only wise God. And so, God, because we are your creation and we just have a finite, oh God, sense and mind, God, we need you to lead us and guide us and direct us because you are the infinite, the eternal, oh God, the ever-present God. And we calling on you, our great and holy God, this morning. God, we say, be with us. Wash us, oh God. Renew our minds. God, stir up everything that you put inside of us that we may be who you have called us to be, oh God. We pray, oh God, for forgiveness. If we've abandoned your ways, oh God, we disobeyed your laws, we, God, broke your commandments. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you, oh God. We need you to fix us, oh God. We need you to come down, oh God, and allow your hand to be present in our lives, in our homes, on our jobs, in the White House. Oh God, our God, we need you to show up in the church house. So God, this morning we are calling on you. We need you like never before, oh God. In our eyes we see, oh God, things that are happening, and around us, oh God, we see how things are happening. And God, we realize even in our families, oh God, there's so much brokenness. Fathers are against sons, and sons are against mothers, and husbands have turned their back on their wives, and wives have left their husbands. And God, children have risen up and become disobedient to their parents. God, we need you. We need you like never before. And so, God, we are calling on you this morning. We need you to fix our brokenness. We need you to heal, oh God, our hearts. We need you to save our souls, oh God. We need you to restore back into us, oh God, our love for you. God, this morning we are calling on you. We need you, oh God, like never before. We
pray, oh God, that you would have mercy on us, that you would forgive us, that you would give us another opportunity to get it right. And so, God, this morning we're asking you that you would prepare our hearts as your people, oh God, to receive your truth, to submit to your will, oh God, to deny our flesh, oh God. This morning we need the power of the Holy Ghost to rest, to rule, and to abide with us, oh God. We need you, oh God, to teach us how to submit to that Holy Ghost, oh God, and to submit to the Spirit, that we may do, oh God, those things that you have called us to do, those things that are right in your eyes, oh God. Yes, God, we do things that we think are right in our eyes, but God, we want to be right in your eyes. So this morning, God, we are calling on the Holy Ghost and the power, oh God, the power, oh God, that can teach us, that can lead us, that will guide us, that will show us, oh God, wrong from right, that will give us the power to say no to the enemy and yes to you. Oh God, this morning we are calling on you like never before. We see our own brokenness, oh God. We see where our families are broken. We see where fathers have abandoned their families. We see where mothers have gotten strung out on drugs and they are walking the streets at night. Oh God, we are praying this morning for our brokenness, that you would come down and be the balm in Gilead and heal us, oh God, that you would be the Savior and save us, oh God, that you would be our Redeemer and redeem us, oh God. God, we are praying this morning even for those, oh God, that know you, those, oh God, that are in the body of Christ, those, oh God, that you are coming back for one day. We are praying for them, oh God, that we will get it right, that we will submit ourselves unto you, oh God, so that we can be the light that shines bright in this dark world. God, we are praying this morning. We need you like never before. We call on you, oh God. We need you, oh God, to heal us in our homes. We need our homes to be renewed and revived. Oh God, we need to be able to see your word, oh God, before us, so that we can judge ourselves by your word. Oh God, we are praying today because we have become judged. We judge ourselves, oh God, by the word of the world. But God, we know that you have given us a word and laws and standards, oh God. And so, God, we need to know your standards and your laws, your commandments, oh God, so we can live thereby. Oh God, we are praying this morning. We're praying, oh God, that you will wash the world off of us so that we can be vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor. Watch, oh God, the stench of the world off of us, oh God, as your body of Christ, so that we can be who you have called us to be. You have called us to be a light, oh God, in this dark world, and yet the light has so much on it, oh God, from the world. So God, this morning we are calling on you. We need you to manifest yourself in this world, in us, oh God, in the church, in the body of Christ, in your bride, oh God, for we know that you are soon to return, and God, we want to be ready. So we are calling on you, oh God, that you would move, that you would deliver, that you would save, that you would change our hearts, oh God. We understand it's a heart thing. And so, God, we present our heart to you this morning, asking you to purify it, cleanse out everything that's not like you, everything that we've opened our heart up unto that may not be like you, oh God. We resist, oh God, and we rebuke, oh God, the spirit of the enemy that has taken place, oh God, and taken root in our hearts. Oh God, we rebuke the spirit of anger and bitterness, revenge, oh God, prejudice, racism. God, we rebuke those spirits that have taken place in the heart of man. And we ask, oh God, that you will wash us clean, that you would allow the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, to wash us, oh God. Wash us again, oh God. Renew us, oh God. Let us be reborn again, oh God. Let us be your people that repent, oh God. That God learn how to submit ourselves unto you, oh God. Help us, dear God. God, we are lost and we need to be found. Help us, oh God. We are broken and we need to be fixed. Help us, dear God. We are praying to you, oh God, the author and the finisher of our faith. We believe you to do it, oh God. We have faith in you, oh God. We trust you, oh God, that you would be the God that saves us. We trust you, oh God, that you will be the God that renews us, that will hear our cry, oh God, and hear our plea. We trust you, oh God, and so we as intercessors are standing in the gap for those, oh God, that don't know how to pray. We're standing in the gap for those that know how to pray but won't pray. We're standing in the gap this morning for even ourselves. God, we ask that you would forgive us and have mercy on us. Oh, God, deal with us, oh, God, accordingly. You know, oh, God, where we have abandoned you, oh, God, in our ways, our deeds, our thoughts, and even our intentions. And so, God, we're asking you to forgive us. And then, God, we ask that you would pour out on us, oh, God, your Holy Spirit. And God, allow your spirit to dwell in us, to rule, oh God, to rest, oh God, to revive, oh God, to restore, oh God. Holy Spirit, be with us. Holy Spirit, we are calling on you. Holy Spirit, we need you like never before. Oh God, we say, do what only you can do. God, we've even confessed that we can't do it of our own selves. We need the Holy Spirit. And so, God, we're asking you, you said in your word, you would never leave us or forsake us. And so, God, we are calling on the Holy Spirit. Don't forsake us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be who you called us to be. Oh God, take the blindness off our eyes, oh God. Condition our heart, oh God, to receive the truth. Oh God, allow the heart, oh God, to become a heart of flesh, oh God, that it will receive and be able to bend, oh God. We confess that our heart has become hardened, oh God, hardened against the truth, hardened against your will, hardened against your word, oh God, but we need you to take our heart, oh God, and turn it, oh God, in which way you want it to be. And then, God, we need you, oh God, to take our soul, oh God, and cleanse it. Wash it clean. So, God, this morning we submit ourselves up to you as the body of Christ. We submit our own fleshly body, oh God. We submit, oh God, the world, oh God, unto you. And we say, God, do with us what you, oh God, have called and what you have designed and destined, oh God, us to be. Help us, dear God. Show us, oh God. Teach us, oh God. And then, God, help us to be who we are supposed to be, oh God. Help us to submit to you, oh God. God, we know that submission is not easy. Oh God, we know, oh God, that when we have to submit, sometimes it's painful, oh God. But God, just as your Son did on the cross when he submitted, oh God, when he didn't have to, when he had the power, oh God, to come down from the cross, yet he submitted himself, oh God, to your will. Help us, oh God, to be like your Son. Help us, oh God, to walk like Jesus. Help us, oh God, to do those things that are pleasing to you, oh God. Oh God, that we may submit ourselves unto you and we may be who you have called us to be in these last and evil days. And we thank you for it all in advance, oh God. We give you glory and honor and praise. God, we don't know what submission, God, looks like on the other side, but we know, oh God, that it's all worth it. So, God, help us, oh God, to be able to walk through, oh God, even with the power of the Holy Ghost, so that we can submit, oh God, so that we can change our mind, so that we can become humble before you, so that we can be your vessels of honor, oh God. And we pray it in Jesus' name, the only name that really matters, the name that's above every other name, the name, and it's the sweetest name that we know. Oh, God, it's the name that has all power in it. We ask it in the name of Jesus, our wonderful Savior, our soon coming King, our mighty God. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just worship you this morning. God, we give you glory and we give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, for all that you are doing even in this hour, God. Hallelujah. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Today, God, we're thankful unto you, God, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to come before you in prayer. We thank you, Lord, God, hallelujah, that you are our God, and besides you, there is no other God. Father, you reign in the heavens, and you reign in the earth, God, and we just bless you today. Hallelujah. Jesus, we give you glory this morning. We give you praise this morning. Let's just take a few moments and just give God glory this morning on this line. Let's just open up our mouths for this next few moments and give him praise for his goodness and his kindness to us. Hallelujah, because he's been so long suffering towards us. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank him for his faithfulness.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, for
Lord,
all that he's doing.
You,
Jesus,
Jesus,
my Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
You, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Yes, Lord,
thank
Jesus.
You, God. You are great.
Thank you, Lord,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. The Spirit of the Lord rests on the line. Come on, God. Let's just give him glory this morning. Cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, let's give him glory this morning.
Wonderful Savior. You are our Father.
Thank you, Lord.
You are our holy God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
There's none like you in all of the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we compare to you, Jesus. And we thank you. Thank you for your goodness shown towards. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Mercy, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, come on, let's go up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just setting our mind on him this morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Oh God, yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you. Jesus. Oh manso colamandia. Jesus.
Yes. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Everything we have belongs to him and we just glorify him and give him the fruit of our lips this morning. Hallelujah. We open up our mouths wide so that he can fill it. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. For he is the ever-present God. He's the all-seeing God. He's the all-knowing God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we just bless him on this morning. We praise him for what he is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. God, I give you glory today. God, I praise you. God, I lift you. God, I magnify you. God, I glorify you. God, I majestic, mighty God, amen. So God of my salvation, God, my way out, amen. So God, I give you glory today, God, I lift you today, amen. So God, there is none like you, Jesus, God, you say if two of us, God, are agreeing, God, amen. So God, you'll be in the midst of us. God, I bless you for the spirit of agreement. Amen. So, 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 God, every assignment of the enemy. Amen. So, God, let it be canceled today. Amen. So, God, amen. So, God, amen. God, cut every cord. Amen. So, sever, oh God, amen. So, yaman, take him on. So, God, and destroy every stronghold. Amen. So, amen. So, kindly, and then, amen. So, God, I thank you that there is no way around you. Amen. So, God, you reign. Amen. So, call your man. So, amen. So, call your man. So, amen. So, call your man. So, amen. So, God, amen. So, call your man. So, God, I love you. Amen. So, God, I thank you. Amen. So, God, for breaking down. Amen. So, and driving out everything that's not like you. God, I thank you. Amen. So, God, for your will being done. I thank you, oh God, amen. Sunday, God, that your name be lifted. Amen. So, call the man,
and that you draw all men unto you. I thank you, eternal motion. I God, that we are lifting your name. I God, that we are magnifying your name. He called our man so. Every spirit, God, that comes to suppress, every spirit that comes to oppress, am I so? I, God, we say, curse it now. We command it now, God, to loose. Everything that comes to sit on your anointing, God, we command it to flee. Every weighty spirit, every concern, everything we've been carrying, God, we lay it at your feet. We lay it at the feet of Jesus today. And we say, give the hit. God, and I thank you for the press this morning. God, that is in the heart of your people. I pray, God, press to break out of the pressures of life. Everything that comes, oh God, to depress and suppress. Father, I command you today. God, to flee. God, we call on you. God, we call on your power. We call on your anointing. We pull on you today. God, there is something. God, that you have declared. God, for this day, God, there is something that you have declared. God, and we say now, God, loose every bewitching spirit that comes. God, you discourage your people. Every assault of the enemy, God, that comes against the mind of your people, everything that comes against purpose, everything that comes against their worship. Father, I pray this morning, oh God, God, that you will loose even now. Father, have mercy and wash it. God, have mercy today. God, but there is nothing hidden from you. Your word declares there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. God, could we pull on you this morning, God? God, even as you reveal and make known. God, if you come against our adversary, Father, we are praying today. God, there are some situations, God, that he's just been doing far too long. God, and today we ask you to destroy his works. We ask you right now, God, to deal with this matter. God, deal with our enemy. God, that your people, oh God, might soar. God, that they might advance. God, deliver from snares. deliver from traps and tricks. Father, make haste to deliver. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And God, give us divine counsel. Give us divine insight. God, what would you have to us to do? God, what is your will for us even in this? Even in the things that you have revealed to us, God, how do we come out, Father? Give us insight. Give us direction. God, make it plain to us. I am in sick on the mountain.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's tearing down. He's tearing down some stuff. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for tearing down the high places. Thank you, oh God, for tearing down. Amen. So, Tamandia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So. Ah, Yaman so. Eh, Yanana man so. Kodaman si andosha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion does not fail us. And so we thank him this morning for washing away every spirit of error, everything that is tried to enter into our spirit, everything that's tried to hover around us, everything that's tried to come into our space that God did not send. In the name of Jesus, we turn it back to the sender. So I tando rande baha so koba se ye man so koda man se kenanana man so koma ya. For the power of life and death is in the tongue. Amen. So koda man so kandi ande na man so. And so every word curse be broken. Amen. So ah ye man so koda man se haya man se keman so ah ye na na man se koda man se kenanana man so. And we speak life over our tail. Take a so we speak life today. Another man, so I speak life. I declare that I shall live and not die. You got to speak over yourself, saints of God. Speak over yourself. Declare what God is doing. Declare that everything in you shall live. Everything that he is giving you to do, it shall live and not die. Your purpose in him shall live and not die. Glory to God, Jesus. There is such a heavy attack, such a heavy onslaught. If you can feel the weight of the demonic warfare, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I declare the will of the Lord be done. God, have your way today. My God, I declare that when we leave this call this morning, every assignment that has come against us, God, that it is turned back forever. I declare, Mr. Kulamandi, every evil message, every messenger from Satan, that the message be turned back to the sender. I declare no witch, no warlock. God is greater than our God. I am not a man so commandia. I am not a man so kuna God, have your way. God, break it up. Break it up today. I thank you for the breaking. I thank you that you're breaking. I thank you that you're breaking up the enemy. I thank you that you're breaking up the plot. I thank you that you're breaking up the scheme. I thank you that you're turning it back. I thank you that it's not working. Hey, there's no weapon. I am so that is formed against us. God shall prosper. It will not work. I declare that it will not work. It will not work against you. It will not prevail against you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rise up against you, the Lord has condemned. This is your inheritance. I God declare it to be so. No weapon. God have blessed you this morning. I God that you are moving on the behalf of your people. I thank you on today. I God that you are liberating. I thank you on today that you are advancing your people. I thank you on today. I God that you have given to them, though it be for an appointed time, it shall speak and not lie. I declare today everything that you promised, it shall be equitable. For the promises of God, amen. To the glory of God, I thank you today. Your promise keeper, God, you keep your word. Everything you say, God, I believe it's coming to pass. I believe in Jesus. I believe we shall do great and mighty exploits. I declare it to be so. I am so good among you. But they that know their God shall do great and mighty exploits. I thank you, Lord, in my Sunday. I, God, that we shall advance. Even in this hour, I, God, we shall push forth. We shall break forth. And we shall break out. I thank you, oh God, for the release of your dunamis power. I got activated and on assignment on the inside of us. I got to tear down chaos and to come against every spirit of error. Today we crush every erroneous spirit. We come against every spirit of falsity in our life. Father, we say drive out every false prophecy. I God that came against us, that came to steal us, that came to pull us out. Hey, my Sunday, hey, my soul. Hey, come on, Shatamandia.
Glory to the Spirit of agreement, oh God.
The Lord is doing his thing. Even now, concerning you, and what the enemy has meant for evil, God is now turning it for your good. Hallelujah, my God. When the Lord has decreed a thing, who can disannul it? Who can cancel out what God said about you? When God has spoken a thing, no one can cancel the word of the Lord. The Lord has spoken it, and so shall it be established. Everything God has declared over you, I come into agreement, and I say it is so. And I declare that everything that tries to tie you down, is loose from you now. He drives out spirits of sorcery and witchcraft. He drives out spirits of divination. Everything that's been in your sphere of influence, everything that's been around you. That was not in alignment with what God said. We cancel it now. And I plead the blood. I plead the blood today. Over your purpose. I plead the blood. Over everything you own. I plead the blood. Over your mind. I plead the blood. Over your kingdom assignment. I plead the blood. Over your life. I plead the blood. Over your body. Yes, Lord. I declare longevity. I speak long life. And the word declares that if we bind the word of God to our neck, that long life shall it satisfy us. I declare that we shall live long. Because we bind the word to ourselves. I speak it in the atmosphere. I speak it over you. Drive out, God, every dark cloud. Drive out every word of darkness that's been spoken. And I release the word of truth. I release it now by the authority of the Holy Ghost. And we speak over every region that's under the sound of our voice. Every region this morning, we speak over it now. And we thank you for those vessels that are assigned even now in those regions. God, those watchmen that will not keep silent, neither day or night, that will put you in remembrance. God, we pray for the watchmen on the wall. And God, we say give strength to them. And Father, we say fill their mouths with intercessions. And God, we say give them what to say. God, give them insight. Open up their eyes to see. We call forth the watchmen. God, in their region, we call them forth. God, that they will obey the word that declares that they shall not keep silent until Israel becomes the praise in the earth. And Father, I declare, God, that your intercessors, your watchmen, will not be silent until those that you have assigned to them become a praise. heavens and the earth. God, I believe it to be so. I praise you for victory in advance. I thank you for the turnaround. Oh, Jesus, I give him glory this morning, Jesus. I give him glory this morning. Amen. So, Tamaya. Amen. So, Kodamandi and Oroshai. He is the God that finishes. He is Omega. Mandohusha. I thank him for being the finisher in your life. Amen. So, there are some things that's got to come to an end. Amen. So, Koba. Oh, God. Amen. So, Kodamandi. Some things that was coming against you have to come to an end. He is the Omega. Oh, I bless him this morning. And I declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is so. It is so. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Father God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Oh,
hallelujah.
God. My Lord. Every heavy place, I believe you broke it this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Manso Kudamai. Time to advance to the next place in Him. Thank you, Lord. Some of us have become too comfortable in this space. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But the next place in the spirit. Hallelujah. He called our manso. I believe by faith, by the spirit of agreement, we have cleared the path. E tandorusha. Walk in the way of the Lord. E manso tobase. Walk in the way of the Lord. E manso koramandia. Go in the path that he has designed. Thank you, God. Go that way, the way of the Lord, the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. No more delay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you for it, God. We bless you, Lord. Father, for we understand that we go from glory to glory. God, never allow us, God, we pray, to become stagnant and stifled. God, give us the thirst to grow. Thank you, Lord. The desire to go higher. Thank you, Lord. The desire to go higher, to quench not the spirit, Jesus. Oh, God, that we do not quench the spirit. Amen. So, God. Amen. So. Amen. So, God. Amen. Amen. So, God. Amen. So, God. Amen. So, God. Amen. So, God. Amen. ikolalasi. Husha tamandi andoro husha. Atandoro husha. Thank you, Lord. 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Comfort can sometimes become your enemy because we'll get comfortable in a space that should be our past and not our present. We should have left that space. In the spirit, I'm speaking regarding the spirit moving to that next place in him. Thank you, Lord. Haya mansoko daba. Ikora mansoko damandia. Go higher in the spirit, deeper in him. Itandorosha. Break out of the comfort of this place and go into the next dimension, the next place in him. Oh, shataman. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Shammai. I am also good. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We know that in between two mountains there is the valley. And most of the time we do, we go from the mountain down to the valley to the next mountain. Jesus. Oh, Shataman. It's Andoro Shatamandi Andoro Pusha. And so sometimes we have to make sure we understand when we have come from the mountain and went into the valley so that we can get the strength that we need to come up out of that valley to get to the next mountain. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We've got to be able to discern. I've come from this mountain. I'm passing through the valley to the next mountain. I need the strength to go from this valley now to my next mountain. Jesus. And so the focus that you need is different. The strength that you need is different because now you're traveling from that mountain to the next mountain by the way of the valley. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So you discern when you're getting ready to go to the next mountain, when you are in that valley place, Jesus, so that you can direct all of the focus in your prayer and build your strength to come out of the valley. Don't stay there too long. Mm-hmm. Come out. It's only a passageway to the mountain. It's not a place to lodge. You have to pass through it to get to the next mountain. But the experiences that are there, don't become comfortable with the experiences that are in that valley place. Don't think it's going to be like this always. Know that you're passing through this valley to get to your next mountain. But I did hear the Lord say, when you get to this next mountain, what he's going to give you when you get to this next mountain is a mountain-to-mountain experience, Jesus, where he's going to cause you to leap from one mountain to the next, Jesus. So because of the time that you spent in this valley, Jesus. So that this next refreshing is going to cause you to go from mountain to mountaintop experience. That once you reach this mountain, You're going to have a mountain-to-mountain top experience. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So whatever strength you need right now to pass from that valley to the mountain, God says, focus and know that you're just passing through a place. Thank you, Lord. Don't lodge in this valley. You're on your way to your mountain. So don't get stuck here. Don't get stuck in your valley on your way to your mountain, but please remember that once you get to this mountain, the next thing you're going to experience is a mountain to mountain experience. You're going to leap from this mountain to the next. And only the Lord can do this. Such a place of rejoicing and liberty that God is bringing you into, and to a high place. A time of celebration. So the Lord wants you to embrace this mountaintop experience. And dance before Him and rejoice. So lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in, be lifted up out of this valley. And walk into that place that God has designed for you in this season. Walk into that place. Do it by faith. Hiya Mansoa. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we get stuck in the place that we only were assigned to pass through. Because sometimes the experiences of that place can weary us. And it can make it appear that these things are never going to pass. And so we get stuck in our valley. But it's only the pathway to the next mountain. Don't get stuck. But let your faith rise up to the place that you're believing God, that this is only a place that I'm passing through. It is not my permanent lodging place. I will not pitch my tent here and stay. I understand that I'm only assigned to pass through this place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And when you understand that, you go through it. Gaining the lessons of that place, gaining strength from the things that you learn in your valley experience, being built up by your experiences, not torn down, not weakened, not crippled by them. But you learn to allow them to edify you because you understand that all things work together for the good of them that love God. And even your valley has a purpose. Even your valley is there to teach you and to build you and to undergird you and to strengthen you, that it cannot destroy you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So remember, there is a rod and a staff that is there to comfort you. Look for the comforter in the valley. Look for him. Look for him. and expect the day of release from this place. As you go up to that place in him. Hallelujah. For he is calling you out. He is calling you up. He is calling you up out of this place, Jesus. Trust him enough to move, Jesus. Trust him enough to go out of this way. Hallelujah. And to the next place, to the next height in the spirit. Hallelujah. And know that he is going to meet you there. And this time you're going from a mountain to mountaintop experience. You're going to leap from this mountain to the next. Oh God, let your glory fall. Let your glory rest. Let your glory rest. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is resting. His glory is resting. The glory of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For the glory of the Lord that rests on us today.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My God. My Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it is so. And it is so. 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 Jesus, you are victorious. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not just words. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. It is so. These words are unlocking. Because they have the power of life and death. It is so. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. The enemy will not suppress this word. He will not stop the fruit and the harvest from this word. I declare it. It is so. I declare it. Over your life. You will celebrate. And dance before the Lord. Hallelujah. In that place that he's filling you up to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I believe it. I believe it for you, and I believe it with you. I believe it for myself. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. My prayer benediction for you is that you be blessed completely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you be blessed.
Yes, yes,
Jesus.
Yes, yes.
My Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God. God. In my soul.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. In my soul. God bless him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And you are victorious. I believe it. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes we're not even aware of the warfare that has come against us. Hallelujah. The man, but morning by faith, I've still got some heavy warfare today. Jesus.
Oh, yes.
He moved it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
the pathway
you,
is clear, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He moved
thank
it.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Throw away that stone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom we shall experience in this moment like never before. Thank you, Lord.
You, God.
Freedom
thank
in
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory
amen.
To God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Well, we bless the Lord for you joining us this morning during this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you to every intercessor that made yourself available. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For standing in agreement, we bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah, for this is indeed praying God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Praying God.
Hallelujah.
And we thank the Lord. He continues to touch Shauna's body from the crown of her head to the sole of her
yes,
feet, Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, touch her. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let the power of your spirit bring divine healing to her body, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, God, that you touch every nasal passage, that you touch every lymph node, God, that you touch, Lord God, oh God, her throat, God, that you touch that body. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you be her spiritual anthem. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, speed up the healing process. Father, in your name, God, that you will move from her body every foreign agent, everything, God, that's not of you, that is attached itself. Oh God, to her body, Father, that you would loose it now by the authority of the Holy Ghost, Father, and that you would declare even this morning, God, her body healed and whole by the power of the God. We declare it today, God. We come into agreement, Father, that you would touch her even now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and God, even in this, you strengthen her voice. Strengthen her sound. Against the enemy. God, because the attack came, God, we believe by faith that a song will be even her sound will be even stronger. Jesus. Oh, God, we believe it to be so. It handled Osha. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes,
amen. So.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
It is so. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we bless him this morning for all that he is doing and all that he has done. Thank you again for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We pray that the Lord has made you go in peace and be blessed.
Yes, God.
God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.